Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
England have opted for an unchanged squad for the second Ashes Test at Lord's, which begins on Thursday, keeping faith with the players that won the opening match by 14 runs at Trent Bridge. Tim Bresnan and Graham Onions remain as additions to the playing 11 that put England 1-0 up in the five-match series. This after a thrilling finish to a wonderful Test match at Trent Bridge, where shortly after a delayed lunch interval on the final day, Australia were bowled out for 296, having been set 311 to win. Despite a brave half-century from Brad Haddin and support from last man James Pattinson, England, for whom James Anderson took 10 wickets in the match, including all four on the final day, struck first in the eagerly awaited contest. It was a far more clear-cut affair in Guyana last night, where a virtuoso all-round display from Shahid Afridi inspired Pakistan to a 126-run win over the West Indies in the first one-day international. Making his international comeback and playing his 350th ODI, he first scored a half-century as Pakistan made 224 for 9, and then took national record figures of 7 for 12 as the West Indies were dismissed for a meagre 98. Pakistan were themselves in trouble at 47 for 5 before Misbah ul Haq, who made a patient 52, and Afridi, who blasted 76 in 55 balls, put on 120 runs for the sixth wicket. Jason Holder took 4 for 13, but he was comprehensively outbowled by Afridi, whose return is second only in ODI history to Chaminda Vaz's 8 for 19 in the 2003 World Cup. Ireland fast bowler Trent Johnston has announced he will retire from international and representative cricket in December, following the end of the ICC Intercontinental Cup. The 39-year-old has played 186 times for Ireland since making his debut in May 2004, and his career has coincided with Ireland's rise up the rankings. Johnston led the side during the 2007 World Cup, where wins over Pakistan and Bangladesh catapulted Ireland onto the global scene, which they followed up with strong performances in the 2009 World 2020 and the 2011 World Cup, where they memorably beat England in the group stage.